What have you brought to us?
The second accused from the dark.
You would kill us. You would bring this here.
The sister eased into the light, her eyes fierce, and long fangs descended from the hiding place in the creature's mouth. A sudden rattle bloomed in the quiet left by her hysterical voice and set the hair on Kizi's neck to attention. A terror beyond words gripped her stomach and heart at the sound of 1,000 rattlesnakes. There was no place to go but back into the water.
Forbidden!
They hissed.
Banished! Banished!
Their words were hot with fear. She slid closer to her sister as she thrashed, but her violent eyes never left the three companions. Ammoni slowly lowered down to his knees. He lifted his head to expose his neck and placed his hands palm up in front of him.
Inda Nioho, forgive us. We have no name or face for this darkness.
The creature flashed forward, its mouth wide. Huge fangs dripped and snapped closed inches from the brave's exposed throat. Kizi stumbled backward until Joseph's handless arm steadied her. The snake woman hissed in warning and gently wrapped her arms around her sister, then pulled her back into the dark. A whispered chant floated to them from behind that curtain of blackness, occasionally punctuated by the rattle of 1,000 tails. The creature's chant faded, and silence regained control of the cavern. Kizi could feel her heart thumping in her ears and throat. She drew a breath to calm herself and reach inside to grip her emotions. Both sisters undulated into view, swaying slower and more cautious than before. They advanced and stopped just beyond touching Eli and Usak. They whispered,
"Cursed magic!"
Their expressions were awed, which lent an air of naive innocence to their dirt and blood-caked faces. They began a strange dance. They coiled and rocked, rose and fell. Somewhere, a chant melded with the motion. It wafted through the cavern, reflecting itself on every surface. The chant and sway of the dance grew. The blue creature's angry vibrations couldn't resist the women's call, and they slipped one by one into the jar. It struck Kizi that they were snake charmers in reverse. The serpents beguiled the little phantoms, coaxed them from the bodies. They held themselves low. Their bellies hovered just over the floor of the cave.
"We are tired,"
they moaned.
"Leave us when they wake."
Their voices trailed off as the slow scrape of scales pulled them into the dark depths of their home.